I'm Susan Fogel-Masika. Mumenschanz, the world-famous Swiss performance troupe, is currently on tour. The group will celebrate its 40th anniversary by kicking off a brand new show in Switzerland this autumn. But first, it'll travel through the U.S., Guatemala, and South Africa. Karen Camp, who reports on U.S. affairs for SwissInfo.ch, caught up with Mumenschanz in New York.
A duet between two characters wearing clay masks that they manipulate into all kinds of expressions has the audience laughing, as they often do during Mumenschanz's show. The Swiss troupe is wrapping up the North American leg of their tour, engaging audiences with their surreal, comic, and wordless theater. It's something Mumenschanz has been doing since 1972. Two of the original members, Bernie Schurch and Floriana Fraceto, join another pair to perform about 70 minutes of quick sketches. Schurch explains the idea behind the show.
We were thinking of a theater through which we could reach all audiences and all kinds of audiences, all ages, all colors, all cultures, all religions, all languages. We really wanted to come down with a show to the everyday average person and to give these guys a chance to play.
Mumenschanz uses everyday objects such as wires, tubes, boxes, and even toilet paper to create fantastical characters. In one sketch, a large piece of fabric seems to come to life, forming a range of happy and sad expressions. In another sketch, what looks like a series of giant slinkies turns into a swaggering, headless figure. Fraceto says the troupe prides itself on its ability to create characters that the audience connects with.
Our technology is very simple. You know, we'll cut out some plastic bags and make faces out of it and inflate them, you know, and pretend that we are not finding the balance. And everyone will identify with that moment because everyone has experienced it in different ways.
Through a combination of mime, dance, acrobatics, and magic, Mumenschanz creates a nonverbal language that transcends cultures. And Fraceto says that's been the intention from the very beginning.
Touching that child at heart and that playfulness in all the different cultures, that's what Mumenschanz is about. We were in Iran last September, and it was really very, very touching how the culture, which is so closed currently, the people opened up, and you felt that same child that you feel all over the world.
And almost four decades after first bringing their show to New York, Mumenschanz is still able to delight audiences, both young and old.
Well, I thought it was, very, very entertaining, very good.
I thought it was exceptional. It's been around a long time, and then when I saw the ages of the people doing it and how many there were, I swear, even more of an honor to be around it.
I saw it 38 years ago, and I remembered it being good, and it's just as good as it was 38 years ago.